Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
On News Talk.
It's Christmas. For lots of people, that just means one thing. Yes, stress. Enid Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent, is one man that you might think has a touch of the bad humbugs about him, but you'd be very wrong. Ian, Merry Christmas. How are you?
Happy winter season. Mr. Kerr.
What is your message to the Christmas stressors and bad hamburgers out there?
I was writing about this the other day. Is like, the thing is, the best lesson I ever learned is you can't ignore Christmas. Christmas isn't going away, and you will never beat Christmas. Christmas will always beat you.
Yeah.
So the best thing to do is just put your hands up and go, okay, it's Christmas, go with it. And actually, I have to say, I'm quite romantic about Christmas. I love Christmas. And what I found was that when I was younger, and you know the way you're kind of rebelling against various different things, you go, oh, I don't care, I'm going to ignore Christmas. No, just go with it. It's great.
And is that an age, a maturity thing, that having maybe tried to fight Christmas?
Yeah, well, I've never been accused of maturity before. But no, you see, the thing is, what I find as well, that a lot of our attitudes, when you talk to your friends or you talk to colleagues and stuff, their attitude about Christmas will be predicated upon the kind of Christmases that they had when they were a child, because that's when you're really formed. And one of the things I found was that I had a mother who was addicted to stress. So Christmas became really stressful. And the turkey was like, you know, the D-Day invasion in terms of the planning and the preparation and stuff. And I actually think that's an Irish thing, because it goes back to the days when we had gas ovens and they were just basically lower heat, and it would take 8 hours to cook the turkey. So basically people got terrible food. And then bizarrely, my Grinch-like kind of behavior just completely changed when I met a girl. I fell in love, still am. And we formed our own Christmases.
So what are the romantic things that you love about Christmas?
Well, it's before the watershed, Bobby. I couldn't possibly say. No, it's, I like hanging out with my wife, and yeah, we have a week off, and
coming into town and walking down Grafton Street.
I love cooking.
Yeah.
So, this is, again, it sounds like I'm some terrible glutton or something, but to go back to the Christmas dinner, I mean, my Christmas dinner, I start doing it on Christmas Eve. I'll do the ham on Christmas Eve. I have two incredibly spoiled and lazy dogs who love Christmas dinner.
Is there a special dog dinner prepped for the two dogs?
Oh, they get the works.
Do they?
They get the works. And
all the trimmings and everything?
All the trimmings. And the greatest compliment I ever got as a cook, actually, was the first year that we had Belle, one of the dogs, and she'd come from, she was a rescue dog, and she was actually eating the turkey and the ham and the stuffing and the gravy with her eyes closed. And she sat down beside the bowl and closed her eyes and just went, I love this. But you see, this is the thing. We're all grumpy for 51 weeks of the year, right? Because if you're not grumpy, you're not paying attention. And there's loads of things to be grumpy about. And what I love about the whole Christmas period is that this is when you get to just release a deep breath and go, you know what, I'll worry about that in January.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the same. And again, we have a lot of people for Christmas. There's a lot of prep. There is stress. And you've got to be careful with stress, because what can happen is, you know, with family, with maybe alcohol, with pressure, things can ignite, stupid things can ignite over, you know, something trivial or something like that. But it's just because it's this pressure cooker time of trying to you know, get everything right. And people put too much pressure on themselves.
And it's a completely self. Now, again, I'm not talking about somebody who has to cook for 12 people or has kids. That's obviously, you know, that's stress. That is genuine stress. But by and large, I find that you will make your life easier and you will live a little bit longer if you just get rid of the stress and go, what needs to get done will get done. I will do my best to get everything done. If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying that as somebody who's got everything done this year, so that sounds really smug. And I do apologise to any listener who's still... But actually, and this reminds me that the last time I was on talking about Christmas to you, I think it was 2 years ago, and it was late. I think it was the day before Christmas Eve when we had the show.
Yeah,
It was really late. And I hadn't done any shopping. And I said it to you on air. It was like, well, actually, I'm just going to have to do my shopping now because the turkey's only a big chicken. It's fine. And I'll just go in and I'll just get the shopping. And then basically an hour later, I was on Grafton Street having a nervous breakdown as I couldn't get any of the presents. But the funny thing is that you looked at me like it was an idiot. There was another guest on, I think it was Kevin Thornton or somebody. And he was going, what, you haven't done your shopping? Are you mad? I was going like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And I got half the shopping done, all the presents. Went in for a restorative pint. And this is something every bloke should always do. That if you're going Christmas shopping, do two shops and then one pub. Two shops and one pub. But I went into the Long Hall, actually. It's only around the corner from here. And they have News Talk on the radio. And so I walked in with all these bags and I was huffing and puffing. And I said to Tony, the barman, I said, get me a pint. And he went, I thought you were joking on the radio a while ago. I was like, no, actually. And he went, Jesus, you actually haven't done any of your shopping. I was like, no, I'm trying to get it done. And he just looked at me in the same way that you looked at me that time. And he went, you're an awful fool. Like, you know. But look, the thing is, it is the season of goodwill, right? Genuinely, I do buy into that. I love it. I'll watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve night.
Yeah.
I will cry when Clarence gets his wings. And all cynicism, all scepticism, all of the usual snark, it's just gone for the next few days. And that's something we should cherish. I love
Absolutely.
It.
There's a text in, Ian says, does Ian still think that pubs should open on Christmas Day? Do you think that? I didn't know that was your view.
I mean, God knows what I write. I can't remember half the time anyway. That's more of an English thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. I think I could do without them.
I think if it's a family pub.
Yeah.
If it's a pub that's run by a family and they choose to open for a few hours before, you know.
Well, I remember in the old days there was always a few family pubs that chose to open on Stephen's Day, and it was just something that, and that you'd see them all in behind the bar. And but you know, there's very few pubs like that even around.
No, well, I mean, when I was growing up, there was a family pub around the corner. You could do the magic knock on Christmas Day. And I think that was as much for the mothers to get rid of the father out of the house while they were doing the dinner. It was a very old school kind of approach towards things. And it's like, go down and have a couple of pints and get out of me here. But look, I mean, it's far be it for me. I wouldn't particularly necessarily be into going for a pint on Christmas Day. I'd rather actually hang around at home. But I mean, teach their own, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, it's always good to talk to you. It's always good to get the alternative view, but I don't think your view is alternative anymore.
No.
I think you've mellowed like the rest of us, you know, Doherty.
You take that back. How dare you? Hold on. You've just called me mature and then you said I've mellowed. I didn't come in here to be insulted.
Yes, the insults are coming thick and fast here to Ian O'Doherty. Ian, have a great Christmas.
You too, sir.
I hope the dogs are ready for the festive chow down.
Spoiled little madam.
Enjoy, and we'll talk to you in the new year, and thanks as always.
All right.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.